Sata lochas, abinim mekalim, soda bottles, tuna fish cans, kehenu. First, you have to realize that we're discussing six separate mlochas deraisa. Discussing the mlocha of baina, of opening things. The second case of soisa, of destroying things. The third case of maka patish, which means the final hammer blow. But the words of Mishnah Berurah, the mesakim mono is a toledes, a maka patish, losho gazal mesakim mono. A fourth case of kureya, of ripping, which the oilam does not seem to know which one of the lamedes mlochas. A fifth case of mechatech, kota set size. The sixth case of moichik. That means you have oisis there, or pictures there. How can you open up things inside the sugya of moichik? Obviously, we're not discussing all right now. We're starting right now, we're focusing on boina and stira. Within the next 6 weeks, we'll cover come out everything over here. But we're starting right now. Negeret to our sugya, they'll come out, there are three heterim to discuss. The sugya of mustiki, that's if alf and zayin. The second sugya of chayslois or choselois, depends if you're Israeli-American. So that's the case of Sivches, that's the next chabur over here. And then there's a Mishnah Berurah and Sivvav. By the case of Marzev, he brings out a Tesefta, Kure, or a Gabichoves, by ripping things on Shabbos, why it's mutter. That we'll get back to in 6 weeks from now. I mean, we're focusing really on the sugya of Muski, what comes out from that. To be makdim, the Moshe has a true one, an Archaim, Chelkal, Simkul, Chobez. He has 10 anathem to go through why you're allowed to open tuna fish cans, and sardine cans, and bags of sugar, Lamais on Shabbos. He ends off his tshuva, v'chol zeh mitino, aval l'maiso ein lahater. Says why? They tell mu'otim, v'avaseinu rabim, he calls it Gemara on Shabbos, d'afkut l'amantes, that mokim sh'eim neitayro, yesh tvom sh'ein lahater, k'lei shirel v'il hakel, v'roini, kol shkeim b'zeh, v'kol shkeim b'dor, v'mokim porsh b'zbeneinu, v'mokim esenu, sorach l'achmer, a person l'maiso should not open up anything. He gives you examples, v'ein l'koyle, sexual begged, don't open up any bag of beged, loss of nira, not a paper, little blood cans, vitavis, spartan, don't open the tuna fish cans, not sardine cans. And even if you have a rope around something, don't cut it and don't break it. That means what the Gemara is matter, the Shulchan Aruch is matter, says don't do what the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara says mutter. It means how far it's taking it, not things that are shallows, things that are mutter, the maisa don't do, they tell the maisa mutter, we don't know the difference. And even if you need them with Tzarek Shabbos, or Koshkin, you don't need them with Tzarek Shabbos, doing only the Sugya of Oinig, I guess a Kasha. We have to have the tuna fish. This is covered Shabbos. It says you want covered Shabbos? Machiz Mira Vachshash Chil Shabbos, a covered Shabbos, a Yisri Godel. Your tan of covered Shabbos is what? The Maisa in Lahater. But then he says, let's be practical. Let's say there's a Tzarek Godel. He says, what is a Tzarek Godel? He says, Sudas Nesuin, a Chasna. Or you have Orchim and you're embarrassed, you're like Busha, if you don't have these things. Then he says, go break it through a guy. Let's say you don't have a guy. Then if you're Tamachachim, you know the Sugya, then break off the wine cap in the kitchen, Bitsina, no one should know about it. And then you have a Heter, Mitzad, when it's a Tzarek Godel, Mitzad the Sugya of Busha, Mitzad the Sugya of Nisuan. Otherwise, Lamaisa ain't Lahater. Some people try and tell me this tshuva is written in 1936 from Lublin. Moshe Meister has another tshuva in the same chelik, it's Simon Tzadik Gimel, written in the 1950s in New York. He says, the Meister, what I said, still, Yishla Asla Meister. Now, the Svarah Moshe is really saying is very simple. You go through the Chabura and you go through numerous sugyas. The Lumdus over here is very takis. The Chalukim are not that simple. Come on, every case is a machloikis. And therefore, the correct thing is to open up everything before Shabbos. The Rosh Shabbos, when he starts with finding in the Perek Yubayz, his first klal, open before Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosar, his first klal in Perek Tes, he has all the lochas, open before Shabbos. With Simcha Bonim, first thing he starts off, open before Shabbos. Lamaisa, the first thing is practically, open before Shabbos. Otherwise, Lamaisa Ein Lahater, you need a tuna fish, your kids need a tuna fish. So one thing I've learned is, if you tell your kid, I can't open on Shabbos, the first week, second week, third week, then they always remember to open before Shabbos. If you stop having coolers, they seem to forget every week. Soda, they need their soda on Shabbos. If you tell them you can't open, then they remember. But if you have a term where you get stuck, I can do this way, do that way, then they somehow forget. Maisa, we open things before Shabbos. That's Dag Domo. Maisa, once you have this aloha of Ein Lahater, from now on is all Lishma. Also, we're not Lishma. The sugyas go from Kan Lakan. Maisa, aloha, very simple. People always ask me, what's aloha? Moshe is the Maisa Elohatim. That's the halacha. But sif by sif, what says over here in Siman Shin Yudalet? First, we already mentioned we have a Shalz and Gemara Stiras. We have a Mishnah Dafkuf Mezvav that says Shoyv Adam is a Chavis, that Maisa Stiras Motor. Yet we have a Sugin Erevin that says by the case of a Migdal, if it's not a Migdal Shalavainim, the halacha is you cannot open up and destroy this Migdal over here, this closet over here. Question is why that's so. We have three Malchim among the Shoinim, two which are three. Either we have the Ran and the Rashba, a case of a Kli Gadol versus Kli Katan, the Migdal is a case of Gadol, Mash Enkin, the case of a Chavis. Or we have the Shoinim Toysvis that says the Chimtina Mustaki and Mustaki is Motor, that's the case of a Chavis, Mash Enkin, the case of a Migdal. In Mustaki we have two Malchim among Toysvis, that the Nazis speaks out very clearly, and others, that by the case of Shabbat, Daf Kufna Vav, when it's a Kli Sholem, not a Mustaki, it's also Mitzav Sugil Gezero, Zero Shaman is Kam Lassis Kli. The Gemara in Erevin, twice over there, says the reason in Tzadu when every Kli Sholem, it's a Kli Gomer, and therefore there is an Isra of Binyamin Steer B'Kalem. How are we passing the gear to this question? So let's go through the Mechaber. Mechaber starts off saying, very simple, Ein Binyam Steer B'Kalem V'Hani Mili, and he brings down the Yisrael over here of, basically, of Mustaki. Without saying the words Mustaki, that means you want to matter Binyamin Steer only by the case of Mustaki, otherwise it's also there is Binyamin Steer. That means the Mechabes Beduyik, Beisheshes speaks out, the Pesach says very clearly, we hold Yesh Binin Vestir B'Kli Sholem. Din Dereisa Binin Vestir B'Kli Sholem, unless the case of a Mustaki. That's Aleph. That means you'll pass that Kaisis, first of all, in Erevin. Second, come along with Magarvom, it's a Kotten Gimel. It says also you have to worry about when you have a case of a Mustaki, you make sure you will not be a Issim, Zeresh Shemis Kamalasis Kli. We have another thing you have to worry about. Let's say there's a chash shemis kam lasis kli zero over here. That means the Magarvam is passing, bringing down the loch of Tosfos in Shabbos, the second teretz. And the kli sholem has a baya of gzera shemis kam lasis kli. The mechaber and the Magarvam are saying two different things. The mechaber is answering the mahalach of kli sholem is osir midinoi. And Magarvam is down that a kli sholem is osir mitzvah to give gzera. We point out in the last chavura. Beisosa brought down the word for the word of the Rosh. He said that Betzim both are true. That means we're passing both to us in Luchumro. We're passing number one, once a Kli Sholem, you have a Bayah mitzad bini vestiro. Also, by Muski, you'll take him noch a Bayah, there's also no Gzeh Hashem Yiskam Lassus Kli. Therefore, the grass speaks out very clearly. We're taking care of both issues when it comes to Mustaki. Both, there's no Gzeh, there's no bini vestiro. Furthermore, says Ramah, this whole loch of Mustaki, only when the case is a Kli Koton. The Koton means the case is less than Memsah, which was destined to Azura. More than Memsah is the getter of Chshivas, of oil, Kfiyas, of Karko, and therefore it won't have any heter, even though it's the case of a Mustaki. So let's answer. Now whose teretz is that? That's the Ran of the Rashba to answer between the case of Migdal and the case of Chavis. Respect to early Shabbos, discussing the case of Seisir, Dindar Abban over here. Somehow we took on now the third teretz. We took on Tosfos Malach of Mustaki the Chilik, the Rosh, and now come on to take on the Chilik of the Ran of the Rashba. Why take on both Malachim over here for? Either take on Mustaki or take on the Ran of the Rashba, Kli Gadol, Kli Katan. Why be Chushish so far? So I fix the early Shabbos. So the Gadol HaChrim have three Malachim to answer this question. One of the Pichodesh says very simple, Torah Shabbos says very simple. Machlaikis, Chushish, both. Chushish for the Ran of the Rashba, Chushish for Tosfos. Well, Mach for both. Has to be a case that's Katan. And the case is Mustaki. Very simple, one Malach. A second Malach, the Pim Godim, you really start. There's another question we mentioned again last Chaburah that the Ran and the Beis Yosef don't seem to really make too much sense. The Ran starts off saying there's a chilk between the case of a Katan and a Gadol. Tosfos says the Beis Yosef does not like this Malach. He starts with an error in this Malach. Why does he not like it? It's on a case of a shovel, put the peg inside in the handle and jam it inside, making a shovel over here. I make it, mice make a shovel, Rav says, I was born to wise, I was born to four. Chorosh be mutter, there's an aimbin of seer b'kelem. It must be that he holds the chilp, you know, basically, that's osir, mash egin bin of b'kelem is mutter. And the Ram said that clearly, was the sugin of kopeis, on the riff of here, says it's halacha. Adkan, the base Yosef. In fact, all the achronim, so if the Ram agrees the isif, basically, the din of binin by making a kli, should be din of stira by a kli. If so, what's that to Shoyv Adam as a Chavis? You ran the same between big and small, but once you agree that Lochad is Isser of Oistikli, even by small, how can we Shoyv as a Chavis even when it's small? The Ran of Beis Yosef left it out. So one Malach we mentioned Nas Chabur Rav Moshe goes through Echnami that Oisikli is Osir. But still a big Kalim, once it is a Kli and goes through the Svaras, what's the story why it still is different? Mice, it's always Mutter. There'll never be a dinner steer a big Kalim. Come on, the people got him a different Mahalach. He says, but the Ran agrees to Sugil Mustaki. He agrees that Amish serve other Muslim is a case of Mustaki. And the reason why it's being Matter, he holds it's a small thing and Mustaki. He needs both. Otherwise, Ran and Beis it makes no sense. You have a bayaf. Basically, they didn't steer up a kalim. How can you show you what the mazachovitz must be the grand agrees to sugya mustaki? Therefore, who is Ramah passing like? Iran holds both. Iran holds number one mustaki, and number two holds the case of something being small. That's people got him as teretz, which is a chiddush. Why is a chiddush? Number one, the Iran never brings down the words of mustaki, and number two, the Rashba who goes like the Iran, who says between gadol and kot, and says, do not tell me mustaki. That is a sugya and bayez of loz shito, and not for chachamim. That's how the Prima Gadol wants to answer the Ram Beis Yosef, and therefore the Ramah is very good. Says the Prima Gadol. So we have a second malach in what? Why the Ramah is being machmor over here for? Because that's the Ram shito. A third malach, the Korban Sal on the page Shulchan Aruch, the Siv Chaim, and the Maimon Chaim and Moshe Tshuva go. What's Pshat the Ramah? They point out. Look in Tosfos in the Erevin. He starts off saying a chiluk of Kli Gadol Kli Katan. Goes on further and says, no, also the chiluk of mustaki. They point out he's not shlug up the idea of Kli Gadol, Kli Katan. He agrees that concept. Plus, he has something he wants to deal with. He has more of a bayah of a shovel. He comes along with the sugya of mustaki over here. But both of them are emes. Tosfos never shlugged up Kli Gadol, Kli Katan. Therefore, says the Korban Sanal and my Mordechai, who's he passing like? Tosfos in Erevin. So just what comes out, what is Ramah passing like? We have three mahalchim among the Gdol Achreinim. Number one, you can say the loch is passing pre chodesh. Everybody is chayshish. Chayshish for chayshish, chayshish the Iran. The second malach, the Prima Gadol, who's the Ramah passing like? Only the Iran. The Iran might hold the both, Kli Katan and Mustaki. But the third malach, the Ramah, the Korban Sanal want to say, passing twice in Erevin. Twice in Erevin holds the both. So, might say again, we have a suffer in the Ramah, where it's coming from, three malachim, where you got it from. But that's the second loch, the Ramah. Third loch in Shulchan Aruch. It says over here that even though it's a case of muski, Oshi is kam and last is clean. Can make a neck of yafo. What does that mean? Either the words of the mechab over here means make a nice neck of yafo, words of Rashi ba'os, akuf mevav. Or the way the mishmur brings down Rashi and Be'ah, meaning you smooth out very nicely. There's an isser making a neck of yafo, a pesach yafo. What is the isser? What's all making that neck of yafo? Says the mechaber, mesakimono, the idea of makib patish. That means true. It's a case of mustaki, and there is no din bin mysterio by the case of mustaki. However, we see clear by mustaki there is no head to a makir patish. Very important cloud we see in the Shulchan Aruch that the isa making a neck of is a misaki mono, and there's no head to by the case of mustaki a makir patish misaki mono that still is also. Now there is a place that could involve a query not the way the case making a neck of misalasuki of binyan. Most of the Mechaber and the Torah are very clear that Issa making a neket means how the sukkah of Makkah Apatish, therefore it has no heter by the sukkah of Mustaki. The fourth halacha in the Mechaber says, Mash Enki, in the case of Kli Sholem, the Issa is to break it. Why? Since the Kli Sholem, you can't break it, it didn't steal. The fifth halacha says, the Mechaber, I feel neket ba'alma is also, even neket ba'alma is also. Stop making a hole, not breaking that saucer. Now, what the word neket ba'alma is going back on? The coin sounds like going back only on the sugya of a Kli Mustaki, the ratio. Mice of the way how the Mishpur brings down the Kivega, the Trisha is going back on the case of the Sefer by Kli Sholem. A Kli Sholem, the loch is, you cannot make a nekev. Be'adavah, what is the Isser? Saying you cannot shaver a Kli Sholem, it can make a nekev in a Kli Sholem. That means to shaver to break a Kli Sholem, that's Isser. What is the Isser making a nekev, making a hole in a Kli Sholem? So there's a shalom among the achrayim what exactly clearly the issur is. Where the Levosh Prim Gadol says over the issur is still stiro. You say you made a hole over here. Tilav says stiro. The way of the place of Shabbos to Rusei Srad, Mishmur and Mitzadah to, he says the issur, why? Shem Yiskam last is Pesach. The grass brings on both PMS, Baya, either Mitzadah is stiro, when it's no Milo over here, or Shem Yiskam last Pesach, when there is a Milo. That means Mechab has a suffer. Number one, he can't break the shalom. Number two, he cannot make a nekev. Why he can't make a nekev? Either beside the sugya of steel or shemi skavon lasses, clearly over here. So it comes out first Shulchan Aruch, the first half of Shulchan Aruch, and Sefalov says five halachas, very simple, muski, motor. So the Ramah, Kli Katan, that's the case, Mutter, otherwise Kli Gadol is also. The third point, even by Muski, when Smutter still Oshis Gavin last to Kli, it's on the Suga of Maka Patish. Number four, when it's a Kli Shalom, it's also to be Shaver. And number five, when it's a Kli Shalom, it's even also make a Nekev. The Paiskim say, this halacha Muski is only Dafkul Sarf Shabbos, Api Liran, Botan, Api Livay Sesif. On Rashi Shito, that the Neta Muski is the Sarf Shabbos. The second half of Sif Aleph, which is, there are two, there are really two points over here in the Taz of Magavram, which we'll get back to in Sif Yud Beis, really just be mocked him, to be clear, there are three cases, putting a knife in and taking a knife out, which really leads to the question, can you put your shetel head, the pin inside, is there any heter at all? Now, people will take the shetel, if you allow to wear a shetel on that side, fine, and you put that on top of the shetel head, which is styrofoam, and you take the pin and you put it in. The question is, you learn the sugya, sounds like it should be also. That's me. I would love to hear a good teretz why it's mutter. Fine. So, Maisa, you have the case. It says again, it's tamshus. Mishnah says kodeach. It's a Mishnah says kodeach. Do not put a screw into something. So, we're using it to hold the shetel. I'm holding the shetel in place. It has use right now. It stays there for a couple of days. I'm using it. Yeah, right now. Wait, I'm just pointing out what we'll get to. No, discussing it right now. We'll find. Okay, I didn't say taking out. I said putting in. This I'm trying to be mocked in what to discuss, not right now. That means right now, what comes out, if you learn Aleph and Sif Yud Beis, there'll be three cases of putting a sock in inside either a safsel, a bench, inside a chavis, and inside karko. There'll be three different halachas over here. There's a Chumas Sadeshen, the question of how to understand it, Machlokes Taz and Mokavim over here, and there comes out a sign Machlokes over here. If what's the loch in the gate, Dov Shemus Gavin, by the situation by the Rabbonans, is a mutter not. Machlokes had to be in Chumas Sadeshen, Machlokes Taz and Mokavim, and there's a Mishnah Berurah over here. The gate, Dov Shemus Gavin, situation, that'll be in a couple of weeks, we have to get back to. The gate, the case of a Safel Chavis, and the karko, that'll get back to Hashem next Chabura, what to negate, put things in and taking things out of here. Now the Taz looks very scary. The first half of the Taz is just quoting over word for word what it says inside the Beis Asif. So half of it don't be scared about. The other half maybe yes. Fine. Now, negate Sif Aleph, to be practical, negate to Mustiki, number one, we have a Heter Mustiki. Number two, we have a Issa Mustiki of Pesach. So we have to know what is the Mustiki, practically. And we have to know what is the Issa of Pesach, by the case of Mostaki. So let's define both of them over here. First, the gate to make a Pesach B'Kolius, the Gemara Kof Mevov says, Lohitzi Ula'achnes D'Reisel. Mashek is only one, not the other, it's Xeo Otolul Shal Tanugol, the other case of the Rabbanon. What's the loch in the gate to Mostaki? What's Lohitzi Ula'achnes, or one without the other? What's the loch in that case? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz, that says it's the same halacha. When the case over here is only Lohitzi, be a case of the Rabbanon, Lohitzi lahachnis will be a case of deraisel. Okay, Mashmi says from the going that way. Agam, the Chanish disagrees. He says, even by Mustiki, Lohitzi lahachnis is a case of Rabbanon. When the Mashibur Paskins, by the case of Mustiki, there is no chilek, Lohitzi, the Chanish says, not that way. But the way the Mashibur goes, the Taz, Lohitzi lahachnis by Mustiki deraisel, one is a case of Rabbanon. That's all it. To get this Pesach now, we're saying putting things in. Putting in the ear, is that nichol in the getter of putting something in? That means everyone knows, let's say you have a can of oil, or you have a can of these apple juices that have syrup inside they want to create. So you make a hole on one side, make a hole in the other side, the back of it, because when you pour it, the air goes in and lets the apple juice and syrup come out. You let the oil come out and the air going in the back. Is that like a lul shel tanugol, that you want the bad air to come out and the good air to come in, and therefore discussing an issur d'oraisa over here? Well, no, the only reason why you want the ear to go in is to get the syrup or the oil out. Is that lahachnis lahitzi din deraiso or case of rabbanon? So the Chazanish writes in Siman and Aleph, this case over here, kufsu shel shemen, that person puts the hole one side for oil and the other hole for the avir. He says, since sometimes you pour out from one hole, sometimes you pour out from the other hole, both of them have a shtamshus, maiso, one's a case over here putting ear inside. Therefore, he says, nichle getim lahitzi lahachnis. In the case of Kli Shalom, the case of Deraiso, when Mishavur, even the case of Mustiki, will also be also Deraiso. It won't be any difference. Asal Sheni, Shlomo Zalman says, he doesn't understand. But that's him, he really asks question every can. You open up a can, the way they make the hole in the can, soda can, It's enough for you to drink, enough for the ear to go in the back of where your lips are. Otherwise, it'd be hard to drink. Every soda bottle, the hole is big enough so you can pour out, and ear goes in the same time. So that is ear to go in and soda to come out. Is that the same idea? So it says, Shlomo Zalman, the whole yisod of ear to go in is to take something out. That's the whole reason why you're doing it for. That means there's no desire at all for the ear to be there. I don't care, I don't want, and no interest. It's just practically how things come out. By the Lulshul Tanigal, he says, forget, I want the ear there, but it's not the ear. I don't care, besides the bad smell, that I also want out. But I want the ear, but it's not the ear. Here, I do not want the ear, kiyuzer. That's just a way of getting things out. That is a way of lahitzi. And therefore, it's not nichol gedev deraisa. So, why not only nichol gedev derabanan? So, there is one machlokes, how do you look at ear? Shlomo Zalman seems to argue with the Chazon Ish. Take it a step further. Person opens up a yogurt, and you put your spoon inside to get the yogurt out. Putting your spoon inside is that nichol gedev of lachnis, and then take a spoon out. Is that a case of lahitzi? So, the Knei Baisim, Meir Bansfer, has a tshuva about it in the Chelet Beis. He wants to say, like, just like the ear going in, take out the shemen. It's lahoitzi lachnis. You're also putting the food in, the fork in, take it out, it's lahoitzi lachnis. Rabloi, he has a tshuva. Rabloi has a tshuva about this. He writes to the Knei Baisim and says, no. That's him. You can shake it out, comes out. You do not need to put something in. The only reason why you're doing that is because it's not neatness, cleanness, but you're not coming to put things in. The only idea of putting things in is you want to store things, put things inside. Here, the whole type of is take it out. The bad's we don't need it. But also, he wants to argue and say it's not nichol negedo of lahoitzi lahachnis, only into the rabbanon. So, again, so we have a question, a machlokes. How do you look at lahoitzi lahachnis when the pool is not done mitzad lahachnis, only lahoitzi? Now, either way, be also shal rabbanon on deraisa. That's to get to defining the word pesach. That's when it's also. Negedo to muski. What comes out? So first you have to be clear, the get to muski, there are different malachas to discuss. Mustiki is a heter in binin and stiro, unless it's memsah, as a get of karko. There is no heter in a siyas kli. That's clear, that's the mission over here. There's no heter maka patish. That's clear, that's the mechaber, that's the tour over here. There's no heter of korea, Moshe Chu writes that, but it's very clear. That means you have to realize that certain malachas, lavaterim, like we get to sugi of chesleis and sevchas, chesleis is a heter in numerous malachas. But people come along and say, ah, it's a muski, then you can rip it back. Muski is a malach and bin in a stiro. Muski has nothing to do with the idea of ripping bags. That's kureo. That means don't confuse the two sugars. And Moshe Chuva writes that. He says, open tuna fish cans and sardine cans, mustiki. Nigeri says, the opening bags of sugar, that's nothing to do with mustiki. That has come out another sugar of chesleis, because muski is a din of bin in a stiro, not negate sugar of kureo. The first, the het of mustiki is only in the idea of ain bin of sir bekilm, not choshev, by the case of muski, and not negate to other malachas. That would be the difference in definition. That's what Moshe says. Oh, not what Moshe, Minchas Chinuch says. Moshe is a different ghetto. Now, negate to muski first, clown number one. When you destroy a muski that's mutter, do you have to destroy it where it got attached together, the zephes, the tar? That means, what is a mustiki? The Machaba says, you have these slabs of wood attached together with the zephyr, the tar over here. Now you want to break it. You have to just break it where the tar is. So the Rashbo, in the voice of HaKadosh, and brought down by Levush, Haloch, Lamaisa, only when the case where the tar is, otherwise you can't break it. Mishabur being not prima godim, mitzadid, not the way, mitzadid. That means, Mishabur says, stomach not the way. But again, you have to realize the Rashbo that disagrees, that it has to be dafku, the place over here where the tar is, Aleph. One chumra to deal with. The second thing is, what happens if you have something that's very, very, very strong? Tuna fish cans. Is tuna fish cans nichol negedo mustiki? That means tuna fish cans can stay for months, years, mamash, no problem. Mustiki is something that's shvach, something that's very weak. Do you say, lemaisa, the huadin, a case of mustiki is what? The barrel that groigus inside had wine inside. It's sturdy over here. It could be up to memsa over here. It's also very sturdy. It could be a case of mustiki. Tuna fish cans also mustiki. Well, no, yesh l'chalek. This maisa we see, it's gruah. We see it's tar over here with wood together. It's a kli gruah be'etzem. Tuna fish cans is a massive kli. Also kli. It's metal. Terrific. No problem. Had to look at the case of a tuna fish can. So, the Binyan Shabbos, he has a sefer just on this idea of opening things on Shabbos. Chelepes, Rav Koyen. He wants a taina, Migzvayis, Mechaznish, and others. that there are two yisaidis, or two ways of defining the mustaki. One is the kli be'etzem is grua, and one is the siyachis negir to a person, they look at being grua, they don't not makshiv it, the whole idea of ain't being a mustaki by kalim, why the mustaki, there's no kshivis. Kli gomer is kshivis, a kli grua, there is no kshivis. People look at two nefesh cans as being garbage, you use it one time and throw it out. Says Rabbi Nikoyin, Shlomo Zalman says, that is nichel negeder of mustaki. So the Shlomo Zalman numerous times by two nefesh cans says mustaki. And the Shoran Shabalocho, and Rafal, and Biyashiv, the Chandishim used to go this way, they tie this nichel negeder of mustaki. Atzal Hashem, Yom Moshe Shuvo, when he discusses this, he says, what is the issue by case of Kli Shalom versus mustaki? He points out that two toises in, toises in Erevin, toises in Shabbos. Not the Tyson Shabbos, the Kli Shalom is also only metallic to give Gzeiro. And Echnami should be it's multiple the case of two nefesh cans, because everyone throws it out. Mash Enkin, once you pass in the Loch like Tyson Ervin, Machaba passes by Kli Shalom, there's a din of Binu Vistiro. So he says, Avato, this is a Kli Shalom, it's not a Mosque, two nefesh cans, and Sardi cans is a Kli Shalom. A Kli Shalom, the Meister break in Shabbos is also metallic to give Mosque, because it's not a Mosque, it's a Kli Shalom over here. So Moshe writes in Shuvah clearly, as two nefesh cans, it's a Kli Shalom. Beforehand, the Tila David writes, right, it's a case of a Kli Shalom. Shmuel Kamnetsky, the new Savior that came out this year, it's a Kli Shalom. That means to define what a Mustaki is, something that Be'etzem is a massive Kli that people throw out. Is that Nichol, the head to Mustaki, Machlokes among the Achorinim? Not that simple. That means the second point of real is Aloch, to make it practical, it's not that practical. So Machlokes, do we have such a case with Manazah? Because all our kelim are strong kelim, that could be a very stir that we throw out. According to Moshe, not nichol neged of a mustaki. It might be more to get another reason, cheselis, sivches, but not neged to ausigyo. Another interesting nafkamino, sometimes when people have garbages, it gets filled up. So one of the aces is to step on it and smash it down. So what do you have inside? You have these soda bottles inside, and you have these chapami aluminum things, and you're pushing down, smashing it. Are these aluminum pans and these cases of soda balls, they themselves are they mustaki, and therefore smash it. So you send a mustaki to mice's motor. Well, no. It's a Kli Shalom. It's an awesome Kli that we can bet use the soda balls over and over, and just no one does. So most people don't.
We had destroying it.
Right? Just smashing it, right? Smashing it.
You can open it again.
So the Sefer Bnei Avraham says once you paskin that tuna fish is nichol together of mustaki, therefore says you can't smash it down. If Shai Dimlitsky says once tuna fish is not nichol neged of mustaki, then he says chayshim is not so you cannot smash it down. Right? So they said you can argue one say it's not nichol neged, but they come along. What?
It's
Shabbos. Shabbos.
He needs
to walk
up.
He says, yeah. So it comes out and nochanaf kamino is that people smash these aluminum pans, make some room in the garbage, and the soda balls. If you say it's the whole hat is mitzvah suga mustaki. Come on, Shai Dabliski says, you don't get yourself slicer. Nevram says it's mutter, therefore you're allowed to go do it. But let's take it the same sugya, the same machlokes over here. A third issue to discuss, negated by Sayyim Chamostiki, is again to go back with the question we said between the Iran and the Beis Yosef, that he says over here, that Loch is the chil between a Kli Gadol and a Kli Katan. In fact, the Beis Yosef, I the Meister, how do you answer the sugya of a shovel? He answers, mitzvah the sugya of Oisikli. I am a sugya of oisikli. In fact, all the achronim on the base oisikli. I show the others a chavis and mutter. I steer bekalim. So we said already by now two tuosim. We get a third one. We said either Moshe Malach ain't steer bekalim, even going to Iran. We said before the people got him that even Iran agrees to sugya of mustaki. Come on, Chadnish, his malach. His malach. He goes to all Shabbos. You'll hear this far over and over. He has a new gang over here. How to answer this question? He comes up and says, first of all, to make a kli on Shabbos, make a shovel. That's basically. To go over to shovel and smash it on Shabbos, it is steer bekalim. It is. You go over to chavas on Shabbos, and you break it bekas to do the act of shviro. You're even isidereisa of steer on Shabbos. However, why not do a shovel adam as a chavas to take out the food? Because it can't mean to take out the food. We must yachas see a das over here. That means, especially by Shabbos, that melech machshavas also Torah. You have to define what pu'ula you're doing. Says the Chanish, if you come here to open up the chovis, break the chovis, get out the food, mutter. Come to break the chovis without breaking the chovis, you're even isid the race of stiro. Melech machshavas, what act are you doing? Therefore, the answer to the round very simple. To create a kli, that's also. Shayv Adam is a chavis. To get the food out, then the mice is mutter. Even by a kli gadol should be the same thing. We discussed it. Was the answer? I don't remember. Once he has his side, he writes in Simon Aleph, he writes in Sifkon Aleph, Sifkon Gimel, Sifkon Yud Gimel. This is his side over here. And it says by numerous malachas, you have to find what you're doing. Also put it by Malach of Korea and engage the Sugi of Muksa. Why I'm moving Muksa on Shabbos? I'm not doing that. I'm coming to get food. He has a Sugi all over on Shabbos. They have to find the act that I'm doing. Once he says this idea that a person has to find his act, what he's doing, and therefore, Opium of Chavis Lamai says, Mutter, he comes along and says that. True, to be say so anything, Maiser should be mutter. Even a Kli Shalom Maiser should be mutter. Except, you have to realize, there's something called a Kli Atum. Beside of the Chanish, a sealed container. That means, basically, a tuna fish can is what? It's sealed. To all ends, it's metal all together. And since it's the Chibre is the Ikra Kli, it's the Chelik of the Kli, has the Geda of a sealed container. When you have a sealed container of a tuna fish can, do you have a kli right now? Well, it's not a kli. It's just a container. What is it? That means basically when you open up a tuna fish can, what malacha to discuss? Are we discussing boina or discussing seiser? What's the malacha over here? That means until now you had a motion shuva discussing tuna fish cans. It is a kli. You have a bayam instead of speaking of seiser. Come on the tilda beforehand, the Shabbos, by tuna fish cans discussing seiser. Shlomo Zalman and Scheinberg are discussing seiser. Come look at this, says, no, you got the wrong malacha. So I said, be mutter, can't get food out, no problem. We're coming along, what? Discussing the act of boina maka patish. It was not a kli, it's sealed, has no function right now, and now you're creating a kli, not a kli. The malacha boina we're discussing, of creation right now. It's the binyan, oistically we're discussing right now. Where's the oistically? I'm throwing it out, he says. People, what they do with it, they use the tuna fish cans, put soap inside, put nails inside, or he says people leave fish inside afterwards. Numerous people go to the refrigerator, open up the tuna fish can, half open with some tuna fish inside. I mean, even today, people have tuna fish cans and leave sometimes the fish inside. That means you are kuaniacly, that was not there beforehand. It comes along and says, the Be'etzem, I'm going to have Dasa throw it out. Me on Shabbos, I'm going to throw it out. She says, this whole entire locha of Shem Yiskav last the Kli, they will not make it there when you go after your Das. It's only when he is a Kli. But the Creator Kli, we do not see any heter for that. If we won't go after his Das, even if his Das is to throw it out, that's not enough. We have a Xerwear of Lassus Kli, and it's ulcer. So again, the Chanish says a very important concept over here, Nocha Bayah, that when you're discussing Malacha Mustiki, you have a heter of stiro, but it has to be stiro. By Kli Atum, we have another issue to discuss, a steel container. We're discussing the Malacha of Baina. And Baina does not have the heter. You have Xerah Shem Yiskam, last of Pesach, I'm going to throw it out over here. So it comes out basically that we have, in Kli Atum, we have two ways how to look upon it. Is it Soiso or is it Baina? Therefore, negate to opening up all these kufsot shmorim. Basically, you have a can with olives, a can of malachim chamutzim with sour cucumbers, you have a can of tuna fish, can of sardines. Can you open up on Shabbos? Practical, ma'aseh, what to go do? Meaning, practical means how to lomdis. Asalalachal ma'aseh in lahatir. Well, asalalomdis shmorim, what practically go do over here? So, first, there are those only in Michael. The Kav Chaim writes already this halacha, and the Chaim Noah, the ma'aseh says, open tuna fish cans, and a Bayern Kotler, and the Moshe says, Medina, he says, you're allowed to go do it. And Shlomo Zalman, and Shurin Tzurim Balocha, and the Divrei Yatziv. Maisa Nuvish Paiskum, who are Makel, they make Tshuva of Nevetzal, of Berkowitz. They're coming from two separate sugyas. Half of them are coming inside the sugya of Mustiki. That means Shurin Tzurim Balocha, Shlomo Zalman, and Eliashiv saying it's a Mustiki. It's a Kligua. And therefore, Kligua, the Locha is Stira. And therefore, you're allowed to break it. But Moshe says it's not Mustiki. But come look at Moshe and Bayer Kotler. And Shlomo Zalman says it's second reason. A Berkowitz go. It's the sugya of Chaitzlis. It's like a rapper. So I have to get the loch and simchas b'Hashem next chibur over here. They're coming from two separate reasons over here. At Sada Sheni, the Chanan says ma'aseh it's aser. Before I read the Tilla Dovah says aser. Yodzin Shtayim, Binyam Zilber, Bavozin Choshes, Rivas Ephraim, the Chut Hashani over here. And numerous choshes can ma'aseh come along. You have a bayah. Either it's on the sugya, it's not a motzki, or even it is you have a bayah on the sugya of a kliyotum. and therefore a Sturmbuch and of Kopfschips and of Falk. They might come home to be Machmas that you cannot open it.
So, it's a
Pesach Hilfe. Making a perfect circle. Yeah, no, we'll get to that also. So, Maisa, it comes out practically, we have Machlokes are Shokh among this forum. I've written down 12 or 14, whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. So, Machlokes, Shiloh, of its Osir or Motovir. Machlokes. The Maisa, Ein Lahatir, do everything before Shabbos. And you tell me it's a Busha Orchim, tuna fish come out never that way. The olives, sour pickles come out never that way. Even Maisa, Ein Lahatir. If you want to go through Minchas Yitzchak, Chazit Shuv, Nechel Adalit, he goes through Mamash, all these forms back and forth. At the end of the day, he says all the term are Bekoshi. He says, the Vatan is what to be Senechon. And he says, well, what to go do? He says, open before Shabbos. He says, if you don't open the oven, da 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 da. He goes on further. But Maisi says, the correct thing is to open these things before Shabbos.
Soda can will go flat.
Soda can. No, soda can can't open, that's a different circuit. We didn't get to that yet.
As an issue, you can make a hole in the bottom.
So now the question is, according to Chazit, clear to him, can you make a hole in the bottom? Good question. That means his whole time problem is making a clean. So Maisa, if you make a hole in the bottom, then it open on top, and therefore there's no clear, it's no use anymore. Is that more true, is that also? According to him, that there is no clean. According to him, the clear to him is nothing. The question, according to him, is zero right now. Can you make a hole in the bottom, then open the top? It has no use. Shalom Yisrael, Gevaldik. It has best of no use. It's best of not clean. Just leave it there because that's where it is. Keep it there. Maisa, the Shalom Zalman says, according to Chandish, it should be fine. Diane Weiss, Shad Blisky, Shmir Shabbos, Shmuel, Lav Karp, they come along one time or a foul. Maisa should be fine. Salah Sheni, River Zafarim says, the is this question to the Chazanish. Chazanish says, no, you can't. I mean, they want to say, in the Chazanish, he brings down, then there is a Chazanish. He said, no. What's the sorrow? Maisa is brought down in Orch Zabenu from the Stipler and the Chodeshani. They point out, let's analyze it. To make the hole in the bottom first, what happened? If you made the clay right now, you did a bino. Elamai did not make it a clay, so when you open the top, so now you did the bino, because Betzim still is a good clay right now. Good function. At what moment did you make it a clay? It can still be used right now. If it could be used with a hole on bottom, you made a clay. They can't be used, so when you open the top, you made the clay over here. Elamai said, it's typer, let's do it both at the same time. Besides, it's dangerous. He says, it's Eyesh L'Tamsim. And even the Chodeshani and the Stipler say, Maisi can't, according to the Chaznish. It has, like you say, you keep tuna fish inside, it has use. I mean, Marsha, if the case over here is a jar of oil, it comes out, so you made a clean. Elamai, it's a can of tuna fish, so when you open the top, you made a clean. It really depends what we're discussing, what the storage over here is. Well, not spoiled. Put it in the fridge. Keep it a couple of days. Not true. The Matthias is not true.
Now,
what? Monashal again. Yeah. Now, just to be clear, there are certain cans that want Taino, that even those won't be makel on these tuna cans and these olive cans of Kudaimo. Kamu Shom Zalman said, let's say you have a Materna can, or you have these cocoa cans, the Be'etzem, it's a metal container. Now, certain ones have metal container, and they're bags inside, you can buy bags separately. The bottom of the container is made used over and over. But if you can't buy the bag separately, really what they have is metal, and then they have a plastic thing on top to store it for months at a time. So Be'etzem, when you open up the metal, and then you put the plastic thing on top, not like tuna fish can has no plastic on top. Tuna fish can, you open and keep it in the refrigerator, or you close with the metal. There's no separate thing. Materna, the whole point is, Materna is for babies, the formula in this country. When you have Materna or the cocoa cans, so they have a plastic on top of it, a blue plastic to keep it around for months at a time. From Azam himself says, oh, my sense also. Because now Be'etzim, you've been making a kli, you now plan to throw it out, plan to use it over and over, it won't have the hetter mustaki, not chaisas, and therefore once time it'll be osul kuliyamu. No. There's a maternal. You take out the blue plastic. That's no problem. Then you have inside. You have the metal thing to open. They open up that metal. That foil. They want to say it's also.
Coffee, the same thing.
No.
Coffee,
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 no. No, it's part of it. It's part of the Judaic. Now, so... So again, negate first to Kosot Shmorim, these cans. If you use a can over and over, that's what people do, that avad is also. Could be even the case for the righteous of the Shemir Shabbos. If you plan to throw it out, you have to throw it out, that's machlokes among the paiskim. Chetzi went one way, chetzi went the other way. Something you open and throw it out right away, I mean, let's say a bag of sugar, but it's not a sugar of CS Kli, then avad won't be any isser, it's not making Kli, you throw it out, that's garbage over here. You might have an isser, but it's not a sugar of Kureya, we'll have to get to, but it won't be negate to our sugar. Now, that means just the end of Sefalof, negate to the sugar of Muski, will come out really, there are four problems to make it practical. Three we went through right now. That means, first of all, I do not know of any case of Kuliyam was Muski Bismanazah. That means tuna fish cans, Mahoikas. Give me a case practically that we have tar and wood and zephyr. I don't know a case practically. That means every case would be Mahoikas Allah. Second, even if you find me a case, according to Rajbo, Bortam Lavosh, that's where you break it on the zephyrs, which I know that it means practically also. Number three, we'll have to get to Sivav. We'll see in Sivav that it'll come out over there that you'll need a chocho. They're doing it not to make a Pesach Yafo. That'd be either the case of Orchim, or the case of other Archokas that things will fall inside. Otherwise, with Allah and Chokho, they're doing it not to make a Pesach Yafo, we'll have Xerim Tzad Sivav. We'll have to get to. And fourth, you always have to deal with the Sugar, Kliyotum, the Chaznish. So it comes out to practically Simcha Mustaki. I know it's thrown around, a lot of people say those words over. It's hard to find halacha that people agree to that will really work out with all the Shikas. And as Moshe says again, Lamaisa Ein Lahatar. Sipes, we have a case over here of a Nekev that got stuffed up. Now, we'll come down to the Gemara that if it's Shamer to protect the Sporter, Chazik, it's also. Machlokes Rabo and Amchizu, what that means. We pass like Rabo, or the Gears says Rabo, Penal Gears here, but we pass like Rabo that says if it's Lamatim in a Shmorm, therefore lost the same Pesach, therefore it's also. Lamayim in a Shmorm, Lamaisa it's Mutter. Then the Gemara brings a Raya from Prices, they get to the sugya of Iner and Chesh Mishpot. When a person is a Shutuf, he wants to divide up a house with his friend, he will get doors over here. By every door, you get Dalad Amis. If the case over there, there are Batimim over there, come the door is sealed, the luck is you get Dalad Amis. If the Batimim, if the doorpost and the Mashka was taken away, you won't get Dalad Amis. Something being arrived for the sugya of Tum over here. So it comes out that we see that even though something is sealed, the Gemara is bringing a Raya, not, says the Chandish, a Raya of Rabba versus Chizdo. We bring a Raya that the Seder is something that's sealed, still on the Shem Pesach. Bring to the concept. Therefore, when something is sealed over here, the Loch is a Shem Pesach, unless you take away the Betzim, there's no Shem Pesach. The cash is, if that's so, we have a case over here of a Barzal, a spout, that's stuck inside Yechavis over here. And if it's sealed, L'mat Mishmorim, it's also. For the Chaznish, the Gemara says, if you have a door that's sealed, they don't plan to ever open, and you cement it up, and the betzimim on there, it's still a Shem Pesach. Here you have a spout, lamatim ashmorim, and sealed, it's aser. It's against the Braisa. The Braisa says you have to remove the betzimim, you have to remove the spout. Here saying, my says motor. Or you can ask it another way, this kasha, that what's the difference if the seal, the being stuffed up, is the lamatim ashmorim, it's very strong, or lamatim ashmorim, it's also very strong. What's the difference? Either way, she lost the Shem Pesach. So L'chor comes out from the Chazdish, how he explains it over here. The bad attempt to lose the Shem Pesach, the Reisel, has to be no Petzimim. Has to be there is no doorpost there, the Geto, Choshim Mishpot. The Geto has to be there's no spout there. No one sees a Pesach. However, Kimel Chazalan says, when you vestim him al Yisrael, the Mato, then the Rabbonon will come along to also make Xer to assert the lost Shem Pesach. That means for a deraiso to make you lose a Shem Pesach, and you get the point of zero, has to be there is no Pesach. I don't see it. There's no, not only stuffed up, there's no Pesim, there's no bars, there's nothing there. I see a Pesach, deraiso is fine. Chazam and Exeron with Machim and Shmom had a steam of Aliso. Therefore, even have a steam of Aliso of Milo, but I see over here the Meister Pesach with Motor. Because here I see the bars and the Milo is Motor. Building upon this idea, that we have this steam of Ma'alisa again that is stuffed up. Ma'alisa is very good. L'mayla Mishmur Ma'alisa is going to be mutter to widen it. Mishmur says you can't from the El Rabo. Beishes of Leishoda, what it means. L'mayla Ma'alisa is also. The question they get to milk cartons. Milk cartons, which they get, I think, which whip right now is very clear that way. In America, they used to have it, sometimes they have it, not. used to be in the olden days, the milk carton, you had the carton closed and its ends, and you opened up by the glue. Now they have a little thing on the side that you turn. But they still have it by the glue sometimes, or by the witch rip. I think also they have it sometimes on the side, they open up the glue. So, I don't think so, but fine. So, we have these milk cartons discussing opening up by the, where it was sealed together by the glue, by the devek, not where they twist it. The question is, can you open on Shabbos? So, Moshe and Shulchan, Chaldal, Simna, and Ches discuss this question, and they come out from Chur, there are, Poshkin point out there, at Chur, three bayot discuss over here if it's mutter or aser. So, at the end of the day, Moshe says it's also to open up a milk carton on Shabbos. Those that pass like this, the Chodeshani, Shon, Tzobalochel, those disagree. Yaakov Nefki, Debet Sino, they want Taino, Maisa, it's mutter, has a Pesach over here, Shlom Zalman, Rolatian, Shmuel, they want Taino, it's Mamas, the Pesach Yoshon, that's our Lachan Tzibbeis. So, to go through the three sugyas, just to mention them, two and again to us, the Moshe starts off, what is the Is of a milk carton? He said, Mamish is base. Says, first of all, I'm discussing the Abonu order Iso. He says, coming to take out the milk is Lahitzi, not Lahachdis. They were saying, we're discussing the Abonu. Put milk back inside, be the Iso. We discussed taking milk out, discussing the Abonu. Elamai, you tell me it was open before in the neck of Yosha. And then he closed it. The Moshe said, when you closed it, you closed it Yafa very well. Steam him al yisro. How do you know steam al yisro? I'm not sure. We go from place to place. It travels, it goes upside down, this way and that way. It's made, so if we turn upside down, nothing comes out. You can take a milk carton, shake it the other way, and nothing will come out. It's a massive steamer. Losh Hashem Pesach. To open on Shabbos is mamash halacha of lematim and a shvarm. To open Shabbos is also. Therefore, when Moshe opening up a milk carton is a ged of lematim and a shvarm, a gamas lemailo. As he get the lematim neshmorim, and there was also to open on Shabbos. Now, just to explain what Moshe means, how far to take the yisoid, let's ask an obvious question. You have a wine bottle with a cork inside. It's a wonderful steamer. You turn it upside down, it won't come. We tried that yesterday in the Chabur over here. After you put in this cork over here, this machine over here, we took it, shook it, nothing came out. So it's steamer al yisoid. Can you take a cork out on Shabbos? Of your wine bottle, the should be a bayak going to a Moshe. The Chur, what a Moshe means, is built upon what we said before from the Chazanish. That Betzem, again, the two points negate to the idea of Simim Al Yisro. This one is when you take away the Betzimim, take away the Barza, it's a loss of Tzuris of Pesach. No one sees the Pesach. Then this idea over here of Betzem being a Simim Al Yisro is a Matim and a Shmar. When you close these milk cartons up, a person looks at it, do you know even what side to open it? Without the arrow point, open this side. One side is easier than the other. When you look at it, you can't tell the difference. You can't. Varaya, now they open on the side, it looks exactly the same way. Now they have the screws on the side, it still looks exactly the same. So Be'etzem, it's a loss, it's Pesach. Be'etzem, a loss is Pesach. That when the Chanish says about it, that Nechon together of losing his Pesach. But Payel, Metzias, I don't see it. Void is steam Ali says and Moshe is shaking upside down, doesn't come out. My shaking by your cork inside your wine bottle. I see cork, I see wine bottle, I see Pesach. No one tells me, where did I open this wine bottle from? From the bottom, from the top. Maybe from the side. I know exactly where to open, I see. I don't need any arrows to tell me, up, open from the cork and top. The Pesach is here. Pesach is here, not Lamatim and Shmarm, Avad is in Pesach Yoshua. Avad can open it, and never lose the shame Pesach. Mashing him in the milk cart, I don't know where it is. Unless they tell me where it is. And lost the Shem Pesach over here. But that's for the story, what a Moshe means to understand why milk carts is an usher. Now, there are those, again, who want to argue the Lach L'Maisa, Rafak is a shuv against the Moshe. You want to say, based upon the Chaznish, something is made to open and close. Never lost the Shem Pesach over here. Upon Rashi. There are those who want to Maisa disagree. This is second sugyo to discuss to get into milk cartons. The Moshe, when he wrote this shuva, the one Igris Moshe was printed in 1982. But this tshuva was printed already in the sefer called Torah Vayro, it's a Klevitz, put out by Moshe's yeshiva in 1973. So this yeshiva put out this tshuva, and has one more paragraph to the tshuva. Over there it says, also you have a bayam mitzvah the sugya of Korea. You're ripping. Teifer is gluing things together, and Korea is undoing the glue. You have a bayam mitzvah the sugya of Korea. Probably we'll have to put that to the side. A third problem, the Pesach Mishnah says, Mishmur by Ostev, and Sevkod and Chofei brings down a deserto, Kuei or Agabe Chovis, Bavaj Le Yasa Zinuk, cannot make a spout. What are you doing over here? You're making a spout. It's a mitzvah suga of zinuch. Well, those are three issues discussed in the gear to milk carton. Maisel again, it's machlokes what to go do. Yesh v'yesh. It's the mutter usher. As far as I know, the am usually follows the chutz from Moshe, and they do not open milk cartons in general on Shabbos. Building upon this idea over here, milk cartons, is the case of a yogurt. In this country, they have yogurt, plastic container on bottom, they have a heat seal on top. It's closed over here. Can you open up the heat seal on a yogurt on Shabbos? So again, you have to discuss different sugyas. The Knei Boisim, Meir Bansfer, has three isurim to aser. Number one, he says, sif beis over here, steam al yisro. Says, they seal it well. So therefore, when travels place to place, turn upside down, it won't come out. It says, who asks it? But Moshe chewed by milk cartons. Steam al yisro, therefore, the Moshe to open Shabbos, you make a new Pesach with Moshe. The second thing he says, korea, it glued together, you're undoing the glue. And the third thing he says, chadish is a clear tomb. It got sealed over here. Liatum, opening it, and had the sugya of Pesach. Now, kiduo, even though Moin Am was machman by milk cartons, the Olam is not machman by yogurts. I mean, the whole tomb by yogurts, everyone discusses separating the two, asmachatech. But once it's separated, the Olam says, you can open it. So how do you answer some of the questions in the Geir to the Knei Boisim? So, Rabloi printed it in Chesidchok in Chelik Zayin. He had a tshuva written back to Knei Boisim to answer all these questions. Just to focus on some points. One is the Geta Sias Pesach of Moshe. The way we explain on Moshe has no shaykhs. We're saying, what's the Avonah of Moshe? A loss, I don't see where to open it. It lost its Pesach. And it's the team of Ali Sons Beseder. That's why it's also, and if we can open Shabbos. Came along with Nei Baisim, it says, when it travels place to place, it lost the same Pesach because I turn it upside down and it doesn't come out. I know exactly. Never lost Shane Pesach over here. I see, I know. This is plastic. Container on bottom, there's a heat seal on top, and everyone knows to open it. We don't need any arrows to tell you to open it. It never looks the same Pesach over here. That's Aleph, so I think he does not understand the Moshe, I'm saying it, but I think he's a passion the Avon of Moshe. Otherwise, how do you ever answer the case of a cork? Every cork to take out of a wine bottle should be also going to Knei Boisim. What? Heat seal, we'll get to why all the. Again, I said the oil is makel on it. Meir Bansfer holds all heat seals are usher. He holds all heat seals are usher. Him and Rizzi Kaplan and all those are fine. We'll put that to the side. We're not going that mahalach, obviously. That's Kareh, not our sugya. We'll get to why. Different time. A second thing is, I just disagree with his mitzias. You turn over a yogurt and shake it, just do it near somebody else, you'll see it'll come out. Especially the bigger ones that are you want. It's heavy, it will come out. It's not like your milk carton or your wine bottle. It does come out. I think the Matthias is not so. By the way, how Bloy and Minchasitzchel and Chuba, they want to answer. They point out, can you remove a magufa? Igmar says a magufa is a seal. They're taking off. Ain't a chibur. So you have this chavis with tit, and you have a lid, you'll have to take off. So the lid of a chavis, you'll have to take off. But the heat seal of plastic from yogurt, you can't take off. Yalal, that's that way. Elamai, you say it never lost a zero. It's like by the lid you can take off, it's made to take off. The heat seal of the plastic of the yogurt, the you can take off. That's means that the sugar was here Pesach. It's the same idea. It's even made to travel. It could be a small chavis, be a big chavis. Look at how big the chavis is. Yogurts are not made to turn over. It might be done that way. You're also the same thing. What? No, no, again, I said you have three assumes. This is a CS Pesach we're discussing right now. Not because we're trying to secure Korea. That's not our secure right now. That'll be in 6 weeks from now. Kliyatum also, first of all, Shom Zaman here, how he wants to answer Knei Boisim, it says, the whole idea of Chadish, read slowly, is used for nails, tuna fish, food inside, yogurt, the small ones, we eat. There are sometimes kids put them back, but the whole function is for one time. That's what everyone does. You throw it out right away. Not right away, then right away a little bit later. But it's made best to throw out. So therefore, it's not nichel again of kliyotum. Void, again, I think it's mamish a case of a magufa. And best to ask every beer. Everyone opens up beer caps in Shabbos. Why are you just stretching it out? Best to not making anything. No steer, no vinegar beer. Of course, not being different the case of any beer cover. The place can open up, and therefore, they not seem to be worried about it. Not mitzvah the sugya of kliyotum. Not mitzvah the sugya of. See, it's Pesach, and the Gehetic Korea, why that's so, we'll have to get to a different time, why that's so. It's not, oh, the way the Chanish says over the words Kliyatom, is words are mitzuruf be'ever u'bedil v'al chibur ki'ikar kli. The chibur is part and parcel of the kli. They point out again tuna fish, even the way how they make tuna fish, they don't even put it in through the top. They put it in through the bottom and they seal the bottom. You open it up to the top that was never opened. That means be'esem, the whole cover is part of the kli. Here, you have a plastic over here, they put the seal on afterwards. It's not part and parcel of the kli. Kli yatum means this tuna fish can is one thing. It never was a kli. This is not the way. It's not a kli yatum.
And the tourniquets?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
No, I'm saying, why is that different than yogurt?
I hear it. I said, maybe afterwards. You can ask me again if you want. I'll say it again afterwards. Now, Sif Gimel. We have a case over here of a neck of Yoshem that a person is allowed to open up on Shabbos. Let me have a neck of Yoshem that got sealed. It says over here in Sif Gimel, but let's say you put inside a cork made of wood and a chavis of wood. Amnas, the person should not take it out, and you cut off the ends. Then we have over here Machlokes. The Kolboy says to be Machmer, the Machabah sounds that way, and Mishmur brings down the people go to the Chaudim to be Machmer. That's how the Sheni, Mishmur brings down the Eliyahu, the Kolopoyskim, he says, the Achlas Fee says, Meister be Mekel. Now Machlokes over here, in the case where you have this pork put inside a Chavis, that you cut, Amnas Loi Loitzi. They point out, well, let's say it's a Das Loitzi, or it's a case of not a Chavis Shal Eitz, you'll have to take it out. Meaning basically, you have a cork inside your wine bottle. Wine bottle is a glass bottle that's not wood. It's amnas loitzi. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to take it out. I mean, Sif Gimel is telling you, you're allowed to take a cork out of your wine bottle. The only shaila among the Achronim is, can you use a cork screw? Can you use the kli that's beside the sugya of din dechol? This is a Tiferes HaSol says you cannot use a cork screw. Of din dechol. Maisa Mishmua brings down the Chayodim. Not the way. The Gom does not go this way, and the Pashkim say, the Maaseh, you can't use a corkscrew. We'll have to get the Sugya of Nechol, what defines it, what's together. Halacha and Simon Shalom and Gimel, we'll get to Be'ezer Hashem in a year or two. But Maaseh, they get to our Sugya, the Pashkim say that corkscrews are Nechol in the head, so that person can't use it on Shabbos, and therefore you'll have to get out the cork. That's Halacha and Sif Gimel over here. Now, Negeta, what we did, we bought the machine yesterday, the Corvin wine system. Basically, we had yesterday a special device that had a very thin needle. You went for it today? Okay. Fine. Basically, you have a very narrow, hollow needle. You put it inside the cork. Now, when you press the button, it allows the wine to go through this needle. It puts in gas into the bottle, argon gas, keeps the wine fresh, can stay around the wine for a long time, and lets the wine come out. Then, when you take out the needle, that means after you get a cup of wine, take the needle out, and then the cork closes itself up and there's no hole anymore, and you turn it upside down, no wine will come out. We did that a bunch of times yesterday, no wine comes out. That means you can take out wine by doing it on CS Pesach, that reseals itself. The question is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So that's the latest hack. They get this $400 machine over here that has its gas capsules to put inside. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? So, as far as I've seen, there have been numerous shuas written about this question. As far as I see, everyone might say it's Mekel. How many different sorrows? Whether it's Shmuel Kamnetsky, Kovitz Alochas, he's Mekel. Zalman Nechemi Goldberg is Mekel. Reb C. Kushelevsky is Mekel. Of Zafrani, Shmuel Felder. The new expanded edition of the Shabbos kitchen that just came out, he also brings out to be Mekel. Of Daniel Shabbos is Mekel. And they're coming along from the different sorrows. What happened to C.S. Pesach? That's really the main shiloh. You're putting over here a hole inside the cork to take out wine. It's a C.S. Pesach. It's either someone tying up the cork itself is Nichol Gedev Cheshleis, Siv Ches, a wrapper, you allow to make a hole inside a wrapper. Or they want to say Nichol Gedev a neck of Yoshim, and that's a loch over here in Siv Gimel, inside the neck of Yoshim, allow to make a hole over here. Or they want to tie that you're not making any hole, because when you take it out, it closes up Miyad. And that's in essence, what are you doing? Just separating areas to get through, stretching something. And then we take it out, we close itself, he never made a hole over here. She's constantly being pressed against the needle over here. Well, those want taina, it's not worse than the case of a cap of a magufa. The loch is make a nekif in the magufa. The loch is above, lamaila, no problem. So, different sources are coming from, as far as I see, emil mice is mekel, so as mekan lekan. The only shali is, can you switch the argon gas, the capsule on Shabbos? Now, the mice I see, it is a machlokes. If Shabbos wants to say the mice, the person should not go do it. Mash enkin claims a locha over simcha bottom, mice want taina, the person can go do it. Yeah, okay. I still think it's a good thing. Yeah. The get to point of say so we'll have to get to a Simmons Yud Gimel. Are you allowed to change let's see a battery and a clock on Shabbos? Things that you stay for a long time is a question you'll have to switch. The same talent what of Rocha, you're allowed to change it to Memory that toll on Yom Tov. That we'll have to get to if you're allowed to ask. But like this or to get to what the issues are in Simmons Yud Gimel. Sifhei is a sugar in Kubim involving Bays to bring down the case of a gufsa. Gufsa basically is a corner, a reed with a halal inside. They're basically to make a spout, put it inside a hole that is mutter on Shabbos. Masha'enke in the case of a hadas, in case of an asa, a myrtle, to put it inside, that mice is usr. Why is it usr for? Two reasons the machlokes in the Gemara, what the isra is. Either we have the shita of Rav Yehuda ben Difto, exer, you might come to make a marzer. That's the words of the Rambam. That's where the Mechaba went over here. Or mitzad, the way how the Rambam went for the Rosh of the Torah. Mitzad, the sugya over here of Zer Hashem Yachtum. You might come to make other hadassim over here to cut, to make it to a marzer. Therefore, that's why it's ulcer. The Gemara says, what's the daf community? The two reasons. You must have daf community if you have other hadassim cut already beforehand. How many is other? The way the Beis Yisrael says, two mice is enough. That's Lavush and the Eli Rabba went. The Bach Yishu Tzadik Shabbos that even two or three is not enough. At least a case of four. They point down and get to this: putting a straw inside your box drink. There are really two problems. One is the sugya of Korea, which we'll have to get back to. Will be machlokes. And they get to the sugya of putting a spout inside. That's a salacha. That's mutter. Putting a spout inside a kli is mutter. It's a state. They get to Korea. That's a good question. We'll have to get to. And they get to the box drinks. There are those. Can you, what? There is a, again, you have a box of wood, you have a silver foil on top, you're putting the whole through, here also it's sealed over here, putting the marzev inside. Marzev inside is clean, it's closed, right? There's no wine's coming out. Are you putting the marzev inside? How is no wine coming out if you're putting the clean inside? Something there blocking it. Are you putting something through? It's supposed to, as long as you don't do a chizik strong, tough, to make it stay there forever. But when you bring a straw inside, it's not strong. Therefore, putting in the straw should not be a problem. That means there are those saying it's mutter. And Moshe says, Moshe, my Sarav, they asked me to open it, he took it, he opened it on Shabbos. He and Moshe did it. That's a great way of showing it. Belsky held his mutter, Shmuel held his mutter. Moshe will see there be a machlokes among the Paiskim. If a person can do it or not, it's a sugya of Korea. But instead of making marzah, that of course should be this halacha. Sif Vav is a case of Magufa. Magufa means a case of a lid. Now, first, the Metzias, what Chazal had. Derech Ovis, which is basically a barrel. Then they had something that connected the gufa, the lid, to the chavis. Now this lid, the zal is very clear, went over, turned over. That means the Gemara discusses, you make a nekev on the side of either the gufa or the chavis. That means it went over like a cap. Right? It went over basically like a cap. And then in the chibur, what was the chibur? That tit, says the Mepharshim. So you had a chavis tit, and this lid, the gufa, that was on top of it. The question is, what can go do without Shabbos? So Yimon is very clear. They're coming with Shimon Gamliel and says, go chop off the lid, no problem. No problem. Chop off the lid is no problem. That's certainly Yemen agrees for. We'll get to what you were saying. Come on the Gemara on Daf Ches, or the Gemara on Makis, Daf Gimel Beis. Yimon has a question of Pseich, Beis at Saver, to open up the neck of a sweater, Yechayim Chattas, Felix Rambam Rashi, Makar Padishok Kareya. Mashenkin, the loch is a person is allowed to open up a Meguva Shachovis. What is the difference? Says the Gemara, Zeh Chibur, Zeh Eino Chibur. The Meguva, the lid to the Chovis, is not a Chibur. It's not attached. Says Rashi, it is attached. Rashi Levad is attached. It's meant, it's attaching it. But Eino Choshev Chibur. It's not a Chashivas being attached. Why? Shreili Notlo Medes. It's made to take off. You seal this barrel, you stay around for months at a time, whether it's on the case of a mustagi or even the case of a kli shalom, says the Mishnah Berurah, does not make a difference. Even a kli shalom, you attach with cement this lid. Since the oimili notel, there was not choshev chibur, and go chop off the top on Shabbos. The words of the Chadnish, shemagufa natulot, if it's way taken off, it's not there. Command the last dummy, it's not here. A massive yisoid. You have a kli over here. It can be mamish memso, even at Daf Shaltanu we see the same side. The mamish have a door cemented on, it's made to open up, in the Osmo Kiyam Klal, that's nothing. Kain's everything, the same idea over here. We have a chovis, we have tit over here, by Kli Shalom over here. You attach it, you want to chop it off. The loch is, the word more ain't a chibur. It is, as you get a non-choshev chibur. Come on to less, it's not attached. Come on, therefore, the loch and sevav. First, there are three lochas brought down the sevav. Three different points over here. Number one, the Mechava starts off with the sugya of Shimon ben Gamliel that says a person has a right to chop off the lid from the top of this kli over here, no problem. Mutter. I take the sword, is mutter. Where exactly is he chopping off? The way of the Mishabua came from the Magarvam, there are two places you can chop off. Either you can chop off just the lid, take off the top, then the Maisel, he says the Mishabua, even by Kli Shalom is mutter. Or you're chopping off from the Chavis, you're breaking into the Chavis itself, that means you're getting out of the lid, the tit, and the Chavis, you're chopping off part of the Chavis, that's also mutter, I stir Bekalim. But that must be a chavis that's mustiki. So either you're chopping off part of the chavis and the chavis is mustiki, or you're chopping off, when Kli Shalom, the case over here, it's only the tit that can take off the lid. Those are the two options over here, what's happening with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. A second halacha says the Mishnah Berurah, it calls Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes says to make a nekem on the side, whether it's the side of a chavis, whether it's the side of a magufa, my sense also. Also. So Bishlan might understand why the Chavis is also making a case of a stiro. But why is it is over here making a hole in the Magufa? Magufa in the Chibur, what's the problem? Says the Paiskim over here, the story over here is that since a person has an option to how to cut it off, to either chop off the whole entire top or to make it on the side, the fact that he chose to make it on the side must be the Pesach Kobachavin. And that means Mishnah says, by the case of Shoiv Adam as a Chavis, V'laz Shlis Kavim Loi Lassi Pesach. Since if you want to do La'ain Yafika Machavin, you should chop off the whole top. The fact they did not do it, and did only the side, that must be you want a Pesach. You want it Roif Hashimush. Therefore, why is it Osir? I have a Chach over here that we're doing it because you want to do a case of a Pesach. That's why it's Osir. The third Halacha, comes with the Machaber, and says, you want to make a hole on top of the Magufo, that we pass in like the Abonon, according to Abono or Rav Huna. And then what it says, the person is allowed to make a hole on top of the Pesach, on top of the Magufo. Why? Since it's not the derech to go do it because things will fall inside. Therefore, we see Avada not a Pesach come Machavin. Must be his coming to only take out the food. Therefore, it's mutter. Ad kan lef mi'alochus in the Machaber. First, you have to analyze what we just said over here. We're saying to make a hole on the side of the Chavis and the side of the Magufo, the Mice is also. Discussing even the case of a mustiki over here. Could a person make a hole in the mustiki? Came along look and says, Aleph and says, you want to make a hole in the mustiki? No problem. Ain't bin of Seah Bekalim? Hani mili kli mustiki, go make a nekev? No problem. When it says you cannot make a nekev and says, Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah means in the case of a kli shalom. But mustiki in the mice is a mutter. What we were saying, to make a nekev and a mustiki on the side is also. How in the world are you allowed to make a nekev and a mustiki? Correct that according to Masif Aleph versus Vav, the Chuiz Astiro. How do you put the two together? That means there is one option which says the word Apilo Nekev, and Sif Aleph means even by case of a Mustaki. My submission would not go that way. He went and learned it, Allah says, even by case of Kli Shalom, all by Kli Shalom. So where the place of Shabbos is over, we're talking about the Kavachayim. The Chilbjin Sif Aleph and Sif Vav, it really depends if you have an other option what to go do. By Sif Vav, talking about taking out Yayin, you have a choice to chop off the top. The fact they did not do that, you made a nekem on the side, why do that for? We have a chach over here, they're coming to make a Pesach. Mashaykin, Sif Aleph, make a hole here, make a hole there, make a hole there, don't make any noise where they make the hole. Either way, I'm not a chach, I'm coming to make a Pesach. Mutzki, ain't been a seer bekelem, my says motor. So the reason why it's us and Sif Vav, we have a chach, you want to make a Pesach. That's the slogan of Sif Vav. Building upon this, Kamal Shom Zalman says, by the tuna fish cans, at least sardines, we're coming to open up in the Pacific area. We want to open it up over here. Maybe the Pesach Kamal Chavin. We want exactly what to open up over here. He says, no, the only time the Pesach Kamal Chavin went Mechshash over here is in the case we have two places where to go open it up, and I pick the second one because it looks better, it's nicer, Nekem Yafo, then I have a problem. But here's the Shlomo Zalman, the only way I can open up is this way. And since I'm throwing out in the garbage, I don't care to make a Pesach. Not come to make it royal shemesh to put my things inside. It's just, this is how I have to open it up. That's Sevalov. That mice is mutter. If that two ways had opened and I picked the second way, that would be Sevalov, then I'll have a problem. Since I have no other way opening up, therefore, not Pesach Kumachavin, it's a case of, according to him, it's Mustaki, and then we can open up two Nevishkans. Now, in this halacha of chopping off the top, some of the Mishnah Berurah and the beings on the Chiddush, the Eliyahu, the Mashal, it's Tafkal the Tzorich Orchim. What's Orchim? It's a Chocho, La'ayin Yofuka Mechavin, not Lepezuka Mechavin. Only for Orchim. I says the Mishnah Berurah, in the case of making a neck for the Milo, it's even not for Orchim. That means the Mishmur and Sekon Chavay says only for Orchim. Sekon Chavche says the Milo even not for Orchim. So, the Torah says, based upon the Mechaber, I have another Chocho. Why is the Ein Yovka Mechavin? Because on top, things fall inside. So I have to have a Chochol Ein Yovka Mechavin, he's saying. Mishmur being done a Chiddush, Al Rab and Marshal, either Urchim, or the case over here, that things will fall inside, it must be the situation over here, is the Ein Yovka Mechavin. If so, Kamal Minchas Yitzchak says, back to the Sugya Mustaki to be stomach upon it. Again, before we already said there are three limitations over here, he said first of all we have Bayav Kliyotum, second of all, Lav Davka, the case that is Kli Muski, and third, maybe you have to break on the Zephes. Says Dain Weiss, Kli Muski, also Mishabur is paskening, the loch is, Yidila Chocho, that's not Lepesach. I need a case over here of Orchim, where things will fall inside. If I don't have a Chocho, that's Ein Yofa, you want to do it on your own house, but Maisi, you won't have a Heter, because maybe Lepesach come a Chavit. I mean, Sevav, Mishmur is saying a Chiddush, a massive Chiddush. So, Dain Weiss, you want to argue Mishmur is Chiddush? Yes. Mechav is not bringing down. The Mod is not bringing down. The Kavchaim wants to argue. The Yavitz wants to argue on this Marshal. But according to Mishnah Berurah, we have a fourth limitation in the Sugya Mustaki. I need a Chochol and Yav Kamachavin. Otherwise, it's also. So, Dain Weiss, the Sugya of two Nefesh cans, a massive Chiddush, a fourth limitation, why not the Sugya Mustaki? Where's the Chochol, that Orchim? With your chacham, not that things will fall inside. It's not a chacham, you won't say that. Maybe Pesach come chavin. What?
You're opening up the top, things
can fall inside. Yeah, but you put the fruit in by us. Again, I don't think it makes a difference by us. Then they had barrels and they're worried about it. You know, hopefully, in your house, things are not falling inside. We live in a situation we don't have a chacham. That means you would open it up on top even if you want to keep it. You would open, you won't make a difference over here.
Yeah, you just.
Again, I'm saying these things. I said, that's how Amara said. That's not a little shame naked. It's different circuit. I'm just calling him inside the Sugyo Mustaki. Is there a head to Mustaki? Says that you have to realize the fourth limitation, Sivvav, that according to Mishnah Berurah, which again, maybe one argue with Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Mashal, Ali Rabba, only Urchim, Ainov, Kamachav. The last point of Sivvav is really what everyone discusses. Is like, yeah, the magufa, a lid, is really all caps. Can a person open up a soda bottle cap on Shabbos? What is that, ulcer? Fine. So, I assume the audience does not want me to go through it very quickly. So, first, in the game of soda caps, there are, or any twist caps, there are two different types of caps over here. There is the case of the wine, that means on the cheap, not expensive wines that have caps to it. It's metal. And then there are soda has caps that are plastic over here. Now, before you have to divide the two up. Now, what melacha are we discussing? Where is the iser by caps? So the Negev is discussing the bottle itself. When I open up the cap, I create a bottle. No, the bottle of the bottle is there. I see it's there. It's like Chovis Avad is there. I'm not creating the bottle. I mean, making the Pesach there. The Pesach is always there. The Pesach Yoshin is there. What is the problem? The problem is creating the cap. That means Be'etzim, the cap over here, what happens? It has a cap, and has a ring around it, whether it's metal or plastic. Before you open it, it's a seal. It's something that does protection. After you open it, you keep it around. Why? It's called a cap. It's made for storage. That means it went from a seal, and you created a cap. It went from protection to a case of storage. That means you created a different seal, or tachlis, ta'elis, of this thing, as a different name. One being a seal, to the case being a cap over here, is that mutter or usser? So again, the ghetto wine, you'll have either the metal things on top, and they either have they'll either break off the ring or spread out, or the plastic ones will come down. So first, the ghetto case of wine, where they have the metal things on top, I let it open on Shabbos. So to be clear, there are numerous places people who aren't medical that open up wine bottles, metal ones, metal caps, not a problem. They're coming off either inside the sugar that just like a magufa, you gotta open up this bekak, this cap over here is definitely get a magufa, magufa in a chibur, take it off. Or the mitzvah of sugar, even as a shame kli, they'll get a mustiki. Mustiki, a lot of break on Shabbos, no problem. Or they want to become mitzvah of sugar, everyone knows you can open up a beer bottle of beer, bend it back. So here also, I'm just taking it off. What's the difference? Said Dine Fisher. Or mitzvah of sugar, a miskam klal, I'm just coming to get the drink out. Therefore, these svaras they discuss, and therefore, Dine Fisher has a tshuva, mekel. Or Latina has a tshuva, mekel. Sliyaz and the Chalikdal has a tshuva, no problem. There is nothing, no problem. Kintar Balocha, no problem. Kitcha Ephod, also one says no problem. Vay Yeshua, no problem. Divayatsev, Nafshiklan, Yabi Oimer, Yoimer, right to Shlom Zalman. So the Vada should be motor. So Maisna are 10, 11 different paiskim that are clear that says, Bismanazeh, open up wine caps that have metal on top, Maisna, no problem. Sana Shani, Lugus paiskim disagree. If you want the sheet over 30 different names, come along to Aseret. Now the Oisim, they come along, they want to say, it's a Chashash Dereis Mamish. Moshe and Shlomo Zalman and the Mezilva of Oz say they write Dereis. It's causing an Issa Dereis over here. I mean, the Mavucho, most Poskim seem to be Machmer. And the those of the Meisel, it's only on Mekel. And they want to tell them, what's it Sati Machmer? Seif Kol Seif, you're creating a seal. Take a cap over here. I can tell me it's Mustiki. By Mustiki, there's no heter for Makir Patish. What are you doing? You create something. That's the final hand blow to make a gap. No heter. El Magi tell me Mugufa in a Chibur. That's true when a case over here, when it's a seal. But here has a new use, a new function over here. I'm making cap over here. You want to tell me in Miskam and Klal? What do you mean? I'm Zikresha. Zikresha didn't arise over here. So they have Chubas back and forth to each other. As far as Mikan Lakan. And most boys can nicely come to answer it. There's a safer Shalom on this topic. Shema Shabbos Kedas, Ayin Shom, Nuvus Chuvus, he wrote to Gedolim and they wrote back to him. And it comes out, and come out all this form, say, you have a rub, he tells you it's water, Yesha Milis Moich. Otherwise, during the Chash Dereis over here, and therefore a person should not open up metal caps on Shabbos. Oh, we'll get to why metal cap is going to be Mugufa, we'll see what that means. I'm saying it quickly now, because I want to get a plastic, we'll see the difference. We get to plastic. Came along Shlomo Zalman, and when Vadi Yosef wrote Tshuva why metal is mutter, Shlomo Zalman wrote back to him a couple times. It's also, he said, it says why it's also. However, he says plastic the mice is mutter. Shlomo Zalman wrote it very clear to Vadi Yosef, it's mutter. If you want again, there's a sefer Minchas Pinchas, a sefer just on plastic bottle caps, over 300 pages just on this topic, on plastic. Now, what is the Shiloh? The simple understanding, there should be no difference. Metal, plastic, who cares? The Moshe says no difference. Dain Weiss, and Abliashiv, and Scheinberg, and Vosner, and Chodeshani, and Falk, and Karp, they all say no difference. Maisa Shlomo Zalman. There's tshuva after tshuva after tshuva, written in numerous places, and the Maisa, plastic is different but than the case of metal. What's the svar to Machalik? So if you read them slowly, it sounds like he's saying a bit Ika, two separate svaras over here. One, he says, let's analyze the case of Magufa and the case of a Chavis. You have a Chavis, barrel. You have kit, and you have a lid. Okay, you have the soda bottle. You have the cap, and you have the ring. So the bottle is a chavis, the ring is a tit, and the magufa is the cap. It's the same three things. And the locha, are you allowed to take off the lid, chop off the tit? Yeah. So you're allowed to take off the cap from the ring, that's attached to the bottle. The same three things. So everyone, what's the side of one magufa in the chibur? It's clearly defined. I see tit, I see lid, I see barrel, I see it's oimenly notel. Oimenly notel, it comes to chibur, it's ain't the word gemara ain't a chibur, it's not chush to be a chibur. I'm allowed to take one off from the other. Same thing he said about the cap and the ring over here. Everyone sees the ring has nothing to do with the cap. One's thin and one's thicker, it's two separate parts over here. If you see different things, I see cap, I see ring, which is the tit, I see bottle. I can open it. That's mamish, the case of magufa. Now, thinking by the case of metal, the metal caps that I put on there, smushed on, it's really effing one thing, and I'm now breaking into the metal thing itself. I'm separating now, either by the metal comes out or breaks down. I'm breaking part of the cap, the seal, to make a cap over here. I have to break something off part of the cap. That means by the soda bottle by the plastic, I see ring, I see the separate entity, and by metal, I do not see a separate entity. It's all one thing over here. So I'm, by metal, I'm creating a seal to the case of a cap. That's the svara. Second svara, which I'm basically saying, he writes also, is that how was it made? If you ever know how the way how Pepsi and Coke, how they make it, if you go to the company, they make the caps separately. The caps are fully made beforehand. Then you take them and you twist them on or jam them on. And then since they have something blocking it, either teeth sticking out or a ring sticking out, it breaks off. It was made beforehand. By the metal, they take the bottle, machine comes, and the piece of metal, and they smush it on. And it's made on the bottle. It was never made beforehand. So since plastic is made beforehand, it was made, said the Shlomo Zalman. Then what happened? Then it put on. It already was a cap. You twist it on. Now something's blocking it. Now you take it off. Mashing in the metal never was a cap. The first time it's making cap is when you take it off. Then you disconnect the two pieces over here. Therefore, my metal is usher, my plastic is mutter. Those are the first two sources. The first time I gave chibur on this, Toshin Samachay. So we went to the stores to check out the Pepsis and the Cokes, and they switched the caps. The way how Coke came along, what they did, is not that the mahalach, that the cap was disconnected. It used to be that the ring was disconnected from the cap, and you saw the lines in between, you had a space in between, which if material was thick, one was thin. It was clearly two different things. They came along and they made the same material, the same thing, and all pushed together. They look very close, you might see a line there. But etzim, it's one thing. So the question now is, that's how Pepsi was, that's how Coke was, but Pepsi stayed the same. That was Toshin Samach Pei. Because of that, the newest shoe is, what is the Avonim Shlomo Zalman? Do you need both svaras, or each svara stands by itself? So in Kovitz or Yisol, in Chaveret Membov, come along over there, Rav Shlomo Koine writes, the Lachi is according to Shlomo Zalman, you need both svaras. If so, come on now, the Coke is going to be awesome, the Pepsi will be water. The Coke right now, you do not see the ring. It's part and parcel of the cap. It's not one thicker, one thinner. And therefore, it's like mamish case of metal. So if you go to the Svaro, that was made before, and it'll be water. Go to the Svaro that I see, clearly defined, the ring separate from the cap. Now I don't see it. Therefore, it's also. And since you need both Kodim Shomu Zalman, it's also. He went over to a Vosner. Vosner said, I hold caps always also metal. And plastic. But even according to Shlomo Zalman, so Vosner, you're right. According to Shlomo Zalman, also it's also. To match on plastic, is manazet, so Vosner, my sister, also. The next question of Zil Obach, once it brings down, my sister Zil says, according to my father, my sister, right now, is manazet, also. Asana Sheni, the Baal Shulchan Shlomo, and the next curve is Aryeh Solomon Zayn, he writes back, he says that's not true. That his Shlomo Zalman held each source stood by itself. You look at the tshuva, you want to bring rise to it. It says the tree might not have this for the maisa, other svaras still don't apply, and therefore plastic with manazet still is mutter. And therefore, the same opinion in Shabbos goes this way. Rav Akiva Luver, Shmir Shabbos' son says this way. Of Gelber, the Archer Shabbos, one of the Mechavim says the maisa, it still is mutter. Rav Rubin not one answer. So come look in Shlomo Zalman, this is machlokes, if there's still a hetib is manazet, if why? Are there two separate svaras? Or do you need both svaras? Maisa, that was in Toshin Samach Hei. In Toshin Ayin Beis, next time again, Chabur about this, you went to go check out the Pepsi and the cap, they switched it again. The Pepsi came out to be even worse than the Coke. They made it in a way that there were two lines there, and we went around asking everyone, where do you look at it very close, where's the open up? Everyone pointed to the line, we opened up, and everyone said the wrong place where it was on the cap. Wrong place. And therefore, it came out that the Coke, you look very close, you know, you can see the line. The Pepsi, he looked very close and he got the wrong line. And then it came out that Pepsi and the Coke was also. Last time I gave Chaburo, and I actually looked at it again this morning, it comes out, Maisa, Pepsi again switched. Maisa, now you see the Pepsi, you see it. If you, it depends on the color of what drink you have, it's 7-Up or orange or whatever, but you see right through the, you stand away, you see the ring, and you see the cap, and then it comes out, the Coke will be also, and Pepsi will be more too. That means if you want to know why Lamaisa ain't Lahatar, yeah, go try to explain to the person. Yeah, Coke. No, Pepsi, yeah. Depends what year. Depends, you know, we have to go look at it again. Go see what we're going to do over here. Maisa, according to some Zalman, it's not that simple. If there is a heter, and you have to go look at the caps to see if it applies to both swords, let's go each sword by itself. That's if you want to be making all plastic. Maisa, numus paiskim, machma. Shalom deraisa, according to numus paiskim. Both says shalom deraisa. Now, there is a question to the person. Sorry?
Why should you need both swords?
The question is, when any time a rough paskins and says a couple of svaras, is he making tsirufim out of it, or each one by itself? But he did not say, he said two things. Maybe he's doing mitzvah tsiruf. He wasn't sure, so I have this tsiruf. If that's now he's back not being sure. So the Izzish question now: a person has a soda bottle closed on Shabbos. Can you peel back the cap of the ring together attached and open on Shabbos? So, on the super drink, it's very simple. People show me all the time, if you ever, I don't know if you get that job, but on a super drink, you can pull back the cap with the ring, and then mice come and place them and say, it's not, no problem. You're not making anything. You have to break the cap from the ring. If you're able to open up the cap without breaking off the ring, it's water. Now, years ago, people were able to do it on Pepsi and cap, on Pepsi and Coke. Past numerous years, that's the reason why they switch caps. So, it should be a seal that no one can go do that, and therefore, now I can't see anyone ever going to go do that. If you can do that, it might as well be motor. Otherwise, I don't think you can do that. But build upon the svara on the side that you could do that. Let's say you could do that. On super drink, you can do that. People show me super drink, you peel back nose. Everyone knows what super drink is, right? The green, the orange, right? Israeli stuff. The
glow in the dark.
The glow in the dark drinks. The Israeli. Don't have anymore? The Gemara? For what? So fine. So, those you can't pull back. Come on, the Pesach Teshuva says. If you can't pull it back, I got me, you don't. You want some matu or plastics for that reason. Because now you're not making a cap anymore. Because since you can take it off and on, off and on, off and on, you do not need to go do that. It might as well be motor on Shabbos. This kid, Shuvas, wants a taino. If you're able to open up the cap by pulling back the plastic with the ring without disconnecting it, now you don't have to go disconnect it. Because now you're not making a cap. The cap already is functional before you disconnect it. Cute long distal over here. Nishma Shabbos won't say the same sorrow. Maisa, others want to disagree and say the fact that you pull back the etzem, it went from a thing that's very hard to use to create something that's very easy to go use. That itself is a creation over here. The Yeshon, if you have this etzer. Now, negate to some clothing, negate to these caps over here. One thing is, can a person open up halfway on Shabbos? Not open up fully. Why halfway? The whole baya is making a seal to a cap. You open it halfway, it's not a cap you use any other place. In essence, you just ruined it without fixing it. Did not make a cap on Shabbos. Can you open up halfway and pour us a little bit of soda out? So, Meister, I see those. The Binan Biashiv, he wants to be Mekel. Inside his Sugi Machatech. I see him Shmuel, Meister wants to be Mekel. The Bnei Avram or a Felder. So, first of all, two reasons why to Aser. Shlom Zalman Aser. You might say, do not say this chilek. So whether you want to tell me it's a binin drabonin, you might say you're creating something that has a function, not a great function, but this bottle has a function. This bottle, it has a cap over here, aleph. Second, I think it's a mitzvah godel. Because let's take the second way. Let's say Erev Shabbos, a lot of times people open bottles before Shabbos, and then they forget one slat, or one slit still attached. Can a person finish it on Shabbos? So as far as I see, every single sefer says, on the tzadis osir, then you can finish it also, because now you made a cap. Finish Meir Shabbos, and Shlomo Zalman, and Shmuel, and Falk, everyone says, Mice, it's also. So I've seen when people open up halfway, what's the next person do? It's open up halfway, I'm not going to finish it, right? So fine, that Mice is also. So I come along the Chor to open halfway, I think Mice is far as to after it, and it's still the Mishra Godel, because people will finish it off and open even more. The last point over here is, so what do you go do on Shabbos? You have these wine bottles that are closed. And need soda on Shabbos. Shabbos out, you know, good bottle of Coke and chill, you know, what to go do over here. My lessons. So one of the issues they discuss, can a person make a hole into the cap? That means, let's put to the side, if the AC is on top or picture top, it's on the let's discuss just making a hole inside the cap. Is that also a mutter? So Kidua, the Moin Am does that. The Moshe says it's mutter, and nine wives, and Shlomo Zalman, and Yashiv, and Yibyoim, and the Shmir Shabbos, and Belsky, and Shmuel, all come on the same my Sikah. Again, there are those who disagree. There's the Emes Yaakov says you can't do that. because Pinchas Chodshani didn't want to answer it. Let's go with Mahalach. Leilam says Maisi you can. Leilam says you can make a hole in the cap. Number one, when they say make a hole in the cap, means not a slit that does not ruin anything. It has to be something that ruins the cap. What's the svara? When you ruin the cap, when you open it, you not make a cap. It's ruined. That means the gear to soda making a small hole ruins the fizz, and therefore also ruins it. The gear to other things, wine, has to be a bigger hole. Something that might say ruins the cap over here. That's all. Second is, let's analyze, what are you gaining by making a hole in the cap? Let's think about it. Let's say opening a wine bottle has a cap. The cheap ones has a cap on top of it. What do you go do? Open up a wine bottle. So, it's machlokes, is it deraisa or is it mutter? If you have a psak, you follow the psak. Most of us do not open up wine bottles with a cap on top. Shalva deraisa, sofik. Let's take the Pesach Shuvahs. The old ones has 7 Pesachim, 1 Mekel, 7 Pesachim, 1 Machmer. Some say deraisa, some say it's mutter. Those who say it's mutter, so the Yezim, Nash Klein, Dan Fisher, they all just mutter by wine cap, no problem. Metal is mutter. So let's analyze it. Also, the deraisa, the chumro. You're coming along and not opening up this metal cap. So what are you doing? You're making a hole and doing an act of stira to clean gomer. According to the price people hold, it is ready isically. I mean, according to Menashe Klein, it is isically. Since the Yezah, Vadi Yosef, Dinah Fisher, it is isically. So what are you doing? Being seiser, a kli sholem. So what are you gaining out of it? The chura, your chumra, has another chumra. What do you gain, effectively, less safer than others? Why is the Olam being makel on making a hole in the cap and being machmen not to open the cap? Either way, it's a shayla. Either one way is bina, the other way is stira. What are you getting out of it? So the answer is, that's a kasha. To speak out what we're doing, to know what we're doing, one way how Simcha Bonham, he wants to answer, by opening it in nichel together of bina makpadish deraisa, by making a hole is stira, shlam, that's livno, it's drabonon. One is sov deraisa lachomro, one is sov drabonon. The cooler. That's, I have to understand, that's on your avona, it's a sofik. Let's say you're a paskin, you learn the sugya, it's mamish, a case over here of a real kli. Just be chayshish, nice to do a steer, you won't gain out of it. But Maisa, that's cool, why the only make one reason. A second sorrow of the Maisa, why do you make we said over here, says the paskin, that yesh bin mekalim, basically, come on the Archa Shabbos, but numerous paskin say, ain't steer mekalim. That means to make the clay, to make the cap, everyone agrees that Israel's Maka Patish. But to ruin the cap, no Maka Patish. Left with what? Stiro. Ain't Stiro Bekalim. Who's that? Rashi the Ime, that's 7 Rishonim. Then even according to Ran on the Ime that says, Yesh Isikli, but ain't Stiro Bekalim called the motion of the 10 Rishonim. We have 17 Rishonim that says, ain't Stiro Bekalim. Void Satoshis, we have Rishalmi. Void, they want to say the Rambam. Void, the Mishnah brings down the Goyin Shito that says Ain Stira Bekalim. Mechab brings down the Sif Zayin over here. So why are we Mekel? Yesha Min Lishmech and the Paiskim Ain Stira Bekalim over here. A third reason how to answer why Stira is better. Kalim Shom Azam on the Ashur to say, you know why? A cap is a mustiki. Again, argument was two fish is a mustiki, is a cap mustiki or not? Shom Azam on the Ashur, the Shitos, they say a cap is a mustiki. It's a mustiki to make it. That's Maka Apachish, that's also. Destroy it, then the mice is mut over here. A fourth reason why making all the cap is better, so simple bottom is a sugi of chaislis, a rapper will get to it again, simchest. And the fifth reason, the stipler, he forgot to open up his wine bottle, he made a hole on top, and they asked him, why is it mutter for? He said, why? It's a lachon shulchan aruch. Took out the shulchan aruch, he showed everyone, take out the mechaber, he said, shin yadal sevav, you can make a hole in the magufa. What is the cap? The cap is the mingufo, make a hole on top, that's the shulchan aruch. That's mutter. The black and white shulchan aruch, but what Stipler did, he made a hole and they poured through the hole. He didn't take it off, but he poured through the hole over here. But hold the mingufo, the mice is mutter. Now, obviously, yesh l'chalik between the mingufo and the gemara versus our caps. The mingufo and the gemara, you took off and it had no other use, it was finished. Masha Enkin, our caps, goes back and forth. But he wants to say it's nichol nesugovia of the mingufo. So we have five reasons why the Olam seems to make a hole is better than making a case of opening it. Again, Olam is a sugya, one's Rabbana, one's a Raisa, one's a Magufa, whatever, or Muski, or these Svaras. On Bez Hashem on Wednesday, I'm sorry, today is Wednesday, Bez Hashem on Sunday, go from Siv Zayin till the end of the Simon over here, Aleph. Second is, tomorrow, 9:30 in the morning, this Chazor Shir downstairs, Bari, what's your name? Bari downstairs, Chazor Shir, on everything learned on the Simon over here. And third is, one thing I've learned, that usually on Thursdays when I give Chumash at the end of Seder, so half the Olam packs out, which I have no problem with, but I seem to be going sometimes bit to Torah, because otherwise the other days of the week the Olam stays to the end. Therefore, it was decided by the Tzibur that stop giving Chumash, and I'm telling this to the Olam, so they can stay tomorrow till the end of Seder, and I won't be saying anything. Hatzlacha Rabbah.
Discussing opening halfway, you mean it's half